Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
A lot of people who listen to our shows email me, and I'll get the message quite frequently. I love these ghost stories. They're great. They're creepy. I believe. And I just wish I had an experience of my own. To which my response is quite often, be careful what you wish for, or you haven't been listening long enough. is usually the other antidote that I like to give folks. Because, you know, you can't control all the time what comes at you. Just like if you're going to get your car, get on the highway and start driving, you can't control who's coming down the road at you from the opposite direction. You can't control who's coming at you from behind. You're merging onto that lane and you're hoping that your driving skills are going to be good enough to get you from point A to point B. A lot of the things you go by and cross and see along the way are going to be harmless. They're going to be just fine. But every once in a while, you come up upon a horrible accident scene. You got to drive real slow in that one lane to go past it. And if you look out your window, there's some things that just cannot be unseen. So in many ways, I think when sometimes people wish for a paranormal experience, it's almost like wishing, you know, for something to happen that they don't know what's going to happen. That accident scene that you're coming up on, it could be a fender bender where it's just, you know, a brake light got, you know, nicked and everybody's okay. Or it could be there's 8 people's bodies, you know, strewn across the highway in parts. Did you really want to look? Were you looking for the brake light or were you looking for something else? Same is true of the paranormal. You really don't know what exactly you're going to be coming up upon if you're really seeking that out. In our next story, a young woman and her desire for the paranormal activity in her life eventually, well, maybe wills it in there. We'll let you be the judge of that. Take a listen.
Thank you.
I really do not know where to start. This is going to be a long one. I guess I can start by saying that my parents have lived in their home for 39 years now. Growing up was not peachy in this household. I was the baby of the family. I came 8 years after my parents had their third child. There are four of us all together, one brother and two sisters, ages ranging from 38 to 40. There was a lot of yelling and fighting in this household, as you can imagine. We were not the perfect family, but things could have been worse, right? Okay, I was moving on. As a kid at about 8, I remember lying out in the den with my two sisters, watching whatever was on TV, and I told my oldest sister that I was hot, and she said she was too. Not even a minute later, the ceiling fan turned on. We were in awe, of course, but we figured out the dial, old 70s ceiling fan, was not fully on the switch. I grew up with a family who loved horror movies. I still love them to this day. My evil brother and sisters loved to torture me by making me watch them at an incredibly young age. Most of them were cheesy, but I was terrified of the paranormal, demonic ones like The Evil Dead, The Exorcist especially. I did not get over that movie until I was at least 21. Now I can watch it like nothing. My sisters and sometimes their friends continued to torture me by playing my mom's Ouija board, which she got as a present when she was only 12. They would ask stupid questions and make up answers, normal stuff, right? I remember one guy asked it when I was going to die, and I was so upset, and they just laughed and laughed. I laugh about it today, actually. I was moving on to my teenage years, and I remember my older sister, my oldest sister, and me watching TV out in the den. We had one lamp in the den and a kitchen window light on a side from the TV light. One night, we saw this huge shadow appear across the back door of the den area, and we both assumed it was our dad. He was a big guy. We both turned around to look, and no one was there. I remember my sister and I looking at each other like, what was that? I laughed and walked to my parents' room and asked my dad if he had just come into that room, and he said no. He and my mom looked at me crazy, of course. A lot of weird stuff happened when I was a teen, but I'll leave it at that. I cannot categorize it because it was not paranormal. I do not think simply weird coincidences, but it was weird nonetheless. My sister, the third child, and her husband moved into a house down the street from us, and I was often over there. Not too soon after moving in, weird, unexplained things would begin happening there, too. I remember the first day I ever went over there, I felt weird. The previous owners had this gaudy, full-length mirror in the kitchen that was parallel to the entryway in the hall, so you could see down the hall if your back were to it. Gave me the creeps. Surprisingly, that was the only thing that really creeped me out. Guess I watched Poltergeist 3 too many times. Anyway, I know standing in the kitchen cooking or washing dishes, it always felt like someone was standing behind you and looking over your shoulder. It was not threatening, but it was weird. There was a window in the kitchen that looked out to the converted den area that the previous owners had built. Again, I was at this house a lot. I got pregnant at 18, and I used to babysit for my sister and her husband all the time. When I was alone at night, I would hear my name being called in both a whisper and a regular talking voice. It was very odd. I'd hear the phone ring when I was on it. I know that sounds bizarre, but it happened. I spent a lot of time in the front room where the computer was, and often I'd hear small feet run down the hallway, the same one I mentioned before that the mirror in the kitchen faced. I thought it was my 2-year-old niece getting out of her crib running down the hall. I'd walk down and look for her, and she was not there. I'd walk to her in her sister's bedroom and find her asleep in her crib. The light would be on and I would turn it off. A little bit later, I'd hear the little feet running down the hall and I'd look back and find their bedroom light on again. This happened a lot. I finally just gave up on investigating and went on with my business. One night, my sister had gone out with some friends and was out all night. Her husband worked graveyard, so I was there babysitting once again. I was sitting out in the den when I heard the clacking sound in the kitchen. Sounded like my sister walking into the kitchen with a certain pair of shoes she wore that made that sound, and I heard her call my name, loudly, I might add. Like she was looking for me, and I asked, what? I got no answer. And got up and walked into the kitchen, and no one was there. I thought maybe she was really drunk and passed out in her bed. No one was in there either. The front door was still locked as well. I thought maybe she had left again. I really did not think too much of it at the time. When she finally came home, I asked her what she had wanted, and she looked at me weird, and I said, When you came home, you called my name in the kitchen. What did you want? She told me she had never come home. I was a little spooked, as was she. But again, we just laughed it off. She's told me some of her weird experiences, but most of them are like mine. They no longer live there. I often wonder if the new tenants experience anything. I had my daughter in 1997. Nothing unusual really happened for the first 2 years of her life. That, of course, changed, though. One day, I noticed that when a toy rolled or was thrown anywhere, my closet was, she would walk slowly to that area and run back crying hysterically. Of course, at the age of two, she was not able to explain to me what was going on. This freaked me out. I asked my sisters to come over and see what I saw. They thought it was weird, too, and it scared me. I felt helpless because I could not protect her from seeing or feeling whatever was there. My sister gets this bright idea to do the Ouija board in my room then. I was so against it, but they did it anyway. They closed their eyes and began concentrating. I don't remember what they asked the board exactly, but they both stopped breathing for at least a minute and had tears in their eyes when they came to. I told them to get the hell out of my room. I did not want it in there. When things got worse, my friend, who was a skeptic, saw a tall, dark figure in my house one night, and I asked and freaked out and told her to stop lying. She swore up and down that she saw the dark figure standing in the doorway. It had a top hat on. But a week later, without telling anyone about what she saw, my sisters bring up some story about the Shadow Man, that they remember encountering it as kids, and they said he walked across the backyard in broad daylight, and it freaked them out. When they told me what he looked like, I told them to shut up. They said he had a top hat on as well. I was freaked out. My sister, closest to my age, was staying a week at my parents' house because she and her husband were fighting. Well, one night she had gone out with her friends and came home completely lit. She was staggering and slurring. I laughed at her and she asked me if I want to get high. Weed, nothing else. And I was like, yeah, okay. So we go out to the garage. I take two hits off a joint, just two when we come back in. And I'm feeling relaxed, but I'm not stoned. We joke and laugh about whatever for a while. Time passes and I get hungry and she says she needs to use the restroom. I go into the kitchen and she goes out to the room, down the hall to the bathroom. I begin heating the leftovers in the microwave and I start laughing to myself because I thought of something funny about her husband. I don't ever remember what. And I turn around wondering where she was because I didn't hear or see her walk back into the room and a lot of time had passed. When I turned around, she was standing in the doorway and looking forward at the wall in front of her, and she had no expression on her face. I looked at her and laughed, thinking she is so trashed. She walks slowly without staggering to the couch, sits on the edge of the couch, her back straight, her knees together, and her hands on her knees. I am, of course, thinking, what the hell is she doing? Well, so I go on and tell her what I was laughing about, she's not giving me any response. So I call her name to get her attention, and she turns her head towards me and says, yes, but then slowly turns her head back towards the TV that she had been looking at prior. I start to get a little creeped out and ask her to stop doing whatever she was doing. I pled with her to stop messing around, and she just looks at me, and that look just like cut right through me. I was completely terrified. I dropped whatever was in my hand and ran out of the room into my oldest sister's room, who was asleep, by the way, screaming and crying. She tries to calm me down, and I try to explain to her what happened. Mind you, I was like 20 or so years old at the time, and I was terrified and in hysterics. My oldest sister practically drags me into the other room to confront my other sister. And my other sister has no idea what I'm talking about. I did not want to be anywhere near her. My oldest sister is still trying to calm me down and tells me to breathe so I can explain what happened. I tell them both and my sister freaks out and she's scared because she can see how scared I am. My eldest, of course, thinks I'm nuts and is pissed that we both woke her up. To this day, my sister still denies being involved in any of that. She has a completely different story. She claims she walked in from the bathroom into the den and was watching Madonna on MTV. I pretty much blame the marijuana now looking back on it. Not that I had ever hallucinated on smoking weed, much less just from two hits of a joint, but I cannot find any other logical explanation. My older sister was skeptical about some of the stuff my other sister and I had gone through. She'd not really experienced much other than a big dark shadow in our den area. Seeing my daughter's reaction to that area by the closet. And of course, the Shadow Man. One morning, I woke up to what sounded like furniture moving in the other room, and I heard keys jangling as well. I didn't think much of it. Just kind of thought it was my sister rearranging furniture. She was known to do that. Well, I got me and my daughter dressed, and I walked over to my sister's townhome, which was a little further down the street from the house she had once lived in. I get there, and maybe 30 minutes later, the phone rings, and it's my oldest sister telling my other sister that she was hearing things move. I was like, what? And I explained to her that I had heard the same thing, but I thought it was her doing it. She, of course, was a little freaked out now. Then she screamed and a loud crash and the phone hung up. I do not know if she accidentally hung it up or did it for show, but nonetheless, the connection was lost. We kept trying to call her back, but she would not answer. Finally, we got a hold of her again and she was frantic. She said the vacuum cleaner just fell over out of nowhere and other things fell too. She said she was on her way over. My sister and I laughed at her, to be honest, because we thought, finally, she understands now. And the same year, I was over at my friend's house with my daughter, and we left to go to 7-Eleven for something. It's summer, it's Texas, and it's hot, even late at night. We pulled to the end of the road, and my daughter starts screaming and kicking and trying to get out of her car seat, and she keeps covering her eyes, and I think maybe a bee or bug is back there, and my friend, who had better access to her, reaches over and tries to calm her down. She looks at me and told me it was extremely cold back there where my daughter was at. I told her to take me home. Once I got my daughter out of the car, she was fine. It was strange. The whispering of the names continued, and an eerie feeling that something was around continued for a while. I told it to go and that it was not wanted here, and both my sister's townhome and my parents' house and things went back to normal. Nothing too odd or scary, at least. There are still some things that happen, but I just ignore it now. After the weed incident, I feel as if maybe brought this on with my own mind. Like I willed it to happen, which takes me back to some weird occurrences when I was a teen. I used to say things that would happen. I used to freak my friends out, maybe subconsciously. I wanted to experience it. I know it sounds crazy, but the mind is a powerful thing. Someone once told me that I seem to make it manifest. I don't know. It is something I'll never forget. I tell people about it, and some believe me and some do not. Can't really blame them, because to this day, I still remain a skeptic when it comes to other people's stories, though. Crazy, huh?
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.